Clemson let a late lead slip away as Georgia Tech was able to force overtime and then ultimately defeat the Tigers 93-90 in double OT. P.J. Hall had 31 points as the Tigers fell to 12-5 overall and 2-4 in the ACC. South Carolina, meanwhile, fell victim to a similar fate as Georgia rallied to knock off the Gamecocks 74-69. Michi Johnson paced USC with 19 points as the Gamecocks dropped to 14-3 overall and 2-2 in the conference. Winthrop's women are back in action tonight as they travel to UNC Asheville at 6:30. In high school basketball, on the radio last night, Rock Hill's girls topped Nation 4 at 69-24, and on the boys' side, it was NAFO rallying to defeat Rock Hill 56-52. The Carolina Panthers have officially interviewed five candidates for their head coaching position. Dolphins offensive coordinator Frank Smith, Ravens OC Todd Monken, Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald, current DC Isiro Averro, and current interim head coach Chris Tabor. Meanwhile, fellow NFC South foe the Atlanta Falcons have brought in two big-name candidates to interview for their head coach opening. Six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick and University of Michigan national champion coach Jim Harbaugh have both sat down with owner Arthur Blank to discuss Atlanta's opening. And finally, former South Carolina defensive end Gilbert Edmond is returning to South Carolina. The outside rusher started seven games for the Gamecocks in 2022 before transferring to Florida State. After one season with the Seminoles, he's transferring back to Carolina. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.